Hey there, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
Get real.
Get real. Get real. Get real. Get real.
Welcome one and welcome all. We are here today on Get Real with Jesse Steele, the podcast. Today's guest is the amazing Donna Bird. That's right, I said amazing. She is a fantastic person. She is the director of the Mule Days celebration. You've heard of that before, right? Yeah, Mule Days. We all know the mule. It's definitely something we are into here in the Owens Valley, as we should be, because we wouldn't be here without it, as you'll learn by listening to this podcast, which, by the way, is a very special two-parter. That's right. First part of this is talking about Donna and Mule Days. The second part will be about her grandfather, Harry Holland, who started, that's right, the Bishop Twin Theater. It wasn't called the Twin Theater then. In fact, it went further back than that. Did you know that Rusty's Bar and Grill actually was the original theater? Bet you didn't know that. There's a lot of stuff to learn in these two parts. So let's get to this. The first part will be about Donna and Mule Days and the history of Mule Days and how cool it is, including what events are happening this year and entertainment, as well as who is the Grand Marshal for Mule Days 2024. That's right. We have all that right here on part one of Donna Bird's Get Real with Jesse Steele.
Donna, thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so we're here to talk about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, aside from Mule Days, which is probably why everybody's here. They want to hear what's going on this year, all the exciting stuff that we're doing.
Oh, who doesn't? Not want to hear about that?
Everybody loves Mule Days. It's just a fact. You also have a pretty extensive family history here that I would say borders on royalty. So let's get to this. First, I want to point out, if you guys would like to help out, support Eastern Sierra Now, Get Real with Jesse Steele, anything, go to Eastern or Patreon, patreon.com/ Eastern Sierra Now. That one is where you can go help us. You can give a dollar, you can give $1 million, whatever you think is worth helping local entertainment, local news, to get more stuff out there for you and help us solve our gremlins.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we'll get into some more housekeeping as we go, but let's start talking with Donna here. So Donna, let's just start with you before we get into everything else, just so everybody knows who you are and what you're doing. If they don't, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody probably knows you, but if not, so let's just kick things off here. We'll get into your background a little bit. So what inspired or influenced you to pursue your current path that you're on with your profession with Mule Days and everything else?
Well, growing up here in the family that I did, they were very involved in the community. You know, our dad was on the volunteer fire department, as were my brothers. You know, when we get to the part about our grandfather, you know, he was heavily involved, and in laws, and just we were raised to be if you live here in a community, you should contribute to the community.
Right.
If you're not contributing, you're just kind of dead weight.
Agree.
I mean, just basically to cut to the chase. It's you know, we live in an amazing place with amazing people, mm-hmm. and we should give back. And mm-hmm. so I've had jobs where they were structured, you know, government jobs and corporate jobs, and they just weren't a fit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a paycheck, but it did nothing to make me feel like I was making a difference.
Right.
And I think if you're going to do something, you should do something that you feel passionate about and would make a difference for the people around you.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And I agree. And it's hard to do another job here that probably does more for that than Mule Days. Yeah. The more I think about it, I'm like, no, that fits. Yeah, that works. Yeah.
That
I works. See what
that,
you're saying.
That kind of checks all the boxes, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we are famous for. And that's what this mm-hmm. place is. That's amazing. So it's always fascinating to hear about pivotal moments in someone's journey. Can you share a standout experience or achievement that shaped who you are today? And I mean, Donna, not just Mule Days.
I would have to say, and this is maybe kind of a silly example, but growing up, I believe it or not, looking or listening to me now, I think I was kind of on the quiet side. Okay. Joining 4-H.
Oh, cool.
One of the things that you are expected to do is to be a leader, take on a leadership role in your club.
Okay.
And so as a child, I ended up, you know, someone who didn't really want to be in front of the public so much, I ended up being the president of the club and having to get up and lead the group meetings.
Yeah.
And I would stutter and just,
That's terrifying.
And the two of the adults in the club were local school teachers.
Okay.
And they challenged me.
Yeah.
They said, every time you get through a sentence without saying, we'll put a quarter in the pot. Every time you stutter or stammer, you have to put a quarter in the pot. And the whole club was in on this. Yeah. And so standing up there, it made me very aware of speaking. Uh-huh. And sometimes, you know, I still don't do so well and I should pep. Quarters in the pot, but it made me very aware of projecting who you are, and it really gave me a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. And so when it was time to, when I switched from like a corporate job and everything to things like this, it made me feel much more comfortable in being the voice of an organization or being involved.
That's really cool. That's interesting that it goes that far back too. That's really cool. Yeah, and good teachers.
Good teachers.
Yeah, to think that through and realize that's going to help you in your life to be able to, and then challenging you. It's not just one thing to get a reward. It's another thing to, but you're going to give up your reward if you don't do this, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's a gamble. That was smart. That's really cool. I am impressed.
It cost me a little bit of money.
Yeah, I was going to ask my next question. How long before you were making money on that?
the money all went to a good cause. It went into the 4-H fund.
Oh,
so
good.
Nobody contributed. I did not get to go buy ice cream cones or anything with it. It was a great learning experience.
That's really cool. Okay. Speaking of learning experiences. So for other people, mm-hmm. everybody, you know, I know growing up here and stuff, you've always been a part of Mule Days. And I'll honestly admit, even though I've been to every Mule Days and I know a lot about it, I really don't know a lot. I was sitting there thinking like, we're going to talk today. And I'm like, oh yeah, Mule Day. How many Mule Days have there been? I'm like, oh, wow, right. There's a lot of stuff I don't know. So this is really, I'm glad we get the chance to talk about this. But that being said, growing up here, you look at the people, oh, he's on the city council of Bishop, or, you know, she's the executive director of Mule Days, or this person owns, you know, whatever, they run the hospital. There's some big positions.
Right.
So in that, many of our listeners, I'm sure, because I was as well, would be curious about the daily habits and routines of successful individuals. And could you walk us through a typical day of what it's like to be the executive director of Mule Days?
Well, I thank you for calling me a successful individual.
You are.
you know, so depending on where we are in the timeline, mm-hmm. things are a little quieter. A lot of the times, well, for several months of the year, I am the only person in the office.
Right.
I am the only full-time employee of Mule Days.
Right.
And we do bring in some lovely, lovely, wonderful, part-time, talented people.
When the season strikes.
Yeah, and of course.
When does that start? When do you start gearing up?
Well, February 1st is when everything goes on sale. So we really start gearing up like February, into January and February.
Okay, cool.
That's when I need a lot of help and people come in.
But the rest of the time you're by yourself.
Yeah, and so during that slow time, that's when we bring all the data up to date. We make sure, you know, since I've taken over the directorship, I have a little different organizational style than some of the previous ones. Okay. And so I'm current with our technology.
Yeah.
And spend the time exploring new technology and sponsorships.
What can help advance. Yeah.
But a typical day is stop and feed my horse on the way to the office.
That's a prerequisite for the job. Like, okay, you've got all the other things, but do you have a horse?
I do have a horse. And I'm lucky enough that my dog gets to come to the office with
me.
So come to the office and meet Lucy, the office pup.
Absolutely.
And get in there, open up the emails. There's always some surprise. And, just catching up with our sponsors. Right now, especially, all of our chairmen are checking in. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of communication. Mule Days is an incredibly complex machine with a lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, it's also like a universe. So everyone knows what happens on their planet.
Perfect.
And I need to know what's happening on everybody's planet. And help them, provide them what they need.
I was going to say, how can you manage all of that? Like here, I'm pretty much doing everything by myself and I'm going nuts. So I can imagine that would be a million times worse, the size of Mule Days. So if you didn't have the Amy Cutwrights, and I'm thinking of people that I know, Jen Rutter, you know, stuff like that, doing their thing, that would probably be the end of you.
it would be. And on pretty much a daily basis right now, there's someone will walk in and say, well, you know, I need this or you know, what have you done about this? And they get the deer in the headlight look, the blank, like I didn't know that I was supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So there's the unfolding of a lot of things that you don't know till you don't know till you don't know it.
Yeah.
And so we've had some extra challenges this year along that line. So it's a wonderful combination of dealing with incredibly talented people who have been in charge of their part of the solar system for a long time.
Yeah.
And it runs like clockwork.
Yeah.
And putting out fires. And right now a big part of what I want to do is to put Mule Days out there in front of the world.
Yeah.
Because just like you, you know, we've been around forever. So what happens over there? What happens over there? And a big question that we get all the time is, you guys work all year?
Yeah.
And yes, it takes a whole year to put on a 10-day event.
Yeah, I bet.
And so, you know, like I said, that my average day, and especially right now, is sitting down to do something and then having someone come in and need help. And I get pulled over there and I get pulled over there, you know. So it's then about halfway through the day, I have to stop and think, have I really accomplished anything?
Did I get that first thing done?
Yeah. No, it just got buried
under more
stuff.
That's pretty much my day every day too. I completely understand where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then exponentially on your end. So at least you have a group of really dedicated volunteers. I mean, we should touch on that.
Yes,
you have
please.
You have the best volunteers by far. I mean, I've worked with them for years. You know, I always announce a parade and everybody jumps in hardcore for Mule Days to help out. And it's amazing to watch.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So the motto of Mule Days is when a town becomes a team.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
And you have witnessed it. And it's so interesting because unless you've been a part of it, it does seem like it just, you know, magically happens. Like, oh yeah, okay, well, there goes the parade, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Trina Oral is our
our
parade chairman and Marlo Morgan is her second in command.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they're already working on the Caltrans permits.
Yeah.
You know, we have someone who is in charge of going out and turning all those signs for the detour.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, last year was their first year doing it. So you have to go out and make sure that all the signs are operable.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, there's hundreds of things that are donated by the city, like cones. We use 1,000 road cones. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
we pretty much use every traffic cone that's available in three counties.
Yeah. And then speaking of like traffic cones and stuff, as a volunteer for Mule Days, which by the way, if you'd like to volunteer for Mule Days, you should reach out to Donna Bird at phone number?
872-4263.
872-4263. It's always a good time. I've been doing it for years. You need to jump in. Back to the road cones. So there's no small job as a volunteer with Mule Days. The more you think about it, you've got the big ones, like say Trina is organizing the parade. And she's reached out to me a month ago, getting ready for doing the voice stuff and all that. But at the same time, the person putting out the road cones, they are absolutely just, if maybe not more important in some situations, you know, like the detours.
Yeah.
There's anything. You could be just the person that's helping pick up the trash around and take out the garbage. That is so crucial. And that's where you're saying like watching a town become a team.
Right.
It's so important.
Every single thing is equally important. You know, just something that nobody would think of unless you're right there.
Right.
So you're watching the shows and you see all those props in the arena and you see the dressage ring set up over there and you see the English jumps and where do they come from?
Yeah.
They're in storage.
Yeah.
And every year when they come out, they have to be cleaned. Sometimes they need a new coat of paint.
Yeah, inspected that could have broke or something.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so everything has to be inspected for safety. So, I mean, we have people who just come out and help us take the thousands of props out of storage and spiff them up. And one thing that is, I think, is so cool, this is where we get some of the youth involved.
Okay.
Some of the kids who need community service.
Like 4-H kids or just high school in general?
Yeah, you know, their community service hours to graduate.
Okay.
We get connected with the schools and the kids come over and they get their community service.
That's great.
And it was really cool. Last year, two of the kids that were just exceptional actually called later and said, can we use you as a job reference? We're applying for summer jobs and can we use you as a reference? And it says, yes, please do.
Absolutely.
Be proud to.
That's cool. That is really cool. And again, it's a town into a team.
It is.
That's what you're doing. You're helping raise those kids. You're getting them the work experience, even the discipline of that. You need to show up on time. I need you to have this done because if you don't have that done, that event doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, it's really important. I think I've always felt like, what was that book back in the day? I think it was Hillary Clinton or someone that said that it takes a village or whatever. I've always thought that was very true. Like you have your own family and your own thing, but how many times is the other kids over at your house having pizza because they're your kids' friends? You know what I mean? You can't just not show that kid what's right and wrong while they're at your house. I mean, and then the rest of the town, it's important and Mule Days, I think, epitomizes that concept. You know, everything revolves around Mule Days when it's time for Mule Days.
It's true. And we hear this so much from our contestants who come from all over the United States and our visitors who come from all over the world. Mm. Without exception, they say how welcome they feel here in Bishop and they feel like Bishop is part of their family.
That's so cool.
And so that's why when we reach out to sponsors or volunteers, you know, that's the term we use. And it's not meant to be cheesy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come be a part of the family.
Yeah.
And our contestants, you know, they send Christmas cards. They send cards, you know, hey, we miss you guys. You know, can't wait to. So it really is a family. And it is something I think in the world today is disappearing. And I think this is something that is so vital to maintain that community feel. You know, it's so easy to go home and just be separate and stare at our phones and stare at our laptops and watch TV, you know. But going back to what we said earlier, this community is known worldwide for Mule Days.
Yeah.
And people who don't even know which of end of an animal to feed and which end to clean up. It's amazing. It's in their heart and it's in their soul.
Absolutely.
And I've been a volunteer at Mule Days for over 20 years. Started out working in the arenas, you know, moving trail equipment and stuff right. like that. And then I got invited to work in the main arena, which is like, I'm a big time now. Yeah. I'm, you know.
Now you're successful.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and then, you know, years of that. And then I ended up the assistant show secretary mm-hmm. and then kind of the office manager. And now here I am.
There you go.
Talking to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's
incredible. Successful more can I be?
I can't imagine more. I mean, you're here on Get Real with Jesse Steele.
I know. I've reached the pinnacle.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Speaking of pinnacle, I do want to talk some more about Mule Days. We'll get into more of the what's going on this year with Mule Days and all the new things that we're talking about. So we will be right back after this break from our commercial sponsors.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
Winter air service to the Eastern Sierra is right around the corner. Advanced Air Service will begin on November 22nd and fly through April 29th, 2024. Catch a flight to or from Carlsbad or Hawthorne LAX on Thursday, Friday, Sunday, or Monday, direct into Mammoth Lakes. United Airlines will fly daily December 21st through March 30th to San Francisco and Denver, direct to Bishop. Get more information on air service into the Eastern Sierras at visitmammoth.com/flying.
Mammoth Lakes.
Okay, we are back. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, awesome. Good for you. Like, subscribe, please. It's right down there. There's a bell. You know what the bell does? Do you even know what the bell does on YouTube?
No, not really.
So if you ring the bell, what that does is it tells you in the future, oh, hey, there's a new Get Real with Jesse Steele episode.
I'll send
you
an email about that. I got to go home and...
Yeah, you better. Because if you like and subscribe, you'll get it in your feed. But it's not going to tell you. So the bell notifies you that something is happening.
All right.
So yeah. So you're going to want to do that because there is no better show than Get Real with Jesse Steele. But the other way to look at this and the other way to find it is, you know, this is just a podcast. It's not even just on YouTube. You can listen to it. And the best way to find our podcast, we have Just a Minute with Amy Smith. We have Business Matters with Amy Smith. We're going to have a law enforcement podcast coming up pretty soon. That's going to be really, really awesome.
Awesome.
Get Real with Jesse Steele, of course, is to get our mobile app. If you have an iPhone, Android is being worked on. But with an iPhone, you can download the mobile app. Everything is there. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to local emergency scanners on
Very
our
important.
App.
Mm-hmm. Very
you
important.
Can list, you can find not only see local Caltrans updates as they happen, but click on the different cameras up along 395 to see what it looks like in June right now.
Oh, and those are so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's all right there on our app. It's super easy.
Nice.
A lot of people. We have a lot of people on our app, but there's still a lot that need to get it. And that's you. You need to get it right now. So go get the mobile app. Trust me, you're not going to regret it. You're going to get all your local news, everything right in the palm of your hand. It's not better than that. Okay, let's get back into some Mule Days stuff. That's what we're all here to listen to. So how long has Mule Days been around? These are the things that I realize, oh my God, I don't know. I should know that, dummy. Yep. So how long has it been around and what is the story behind its beginnings? Why mules?
Why mules? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. So we are in our 54th consecutive 54.
Year. Nice.
So the first year that it was official was 1970. Mm-hmm. And there was always, it's a little bit of controversy. Was it 69 or 70? But it was 70. And what it began as a one-day event. Mm-hmm. And it was a play day, you know, so to speak, amongst the pack stations.
Okay.
Friendly, not so friendly competition, you know, for bragging rights, yeah. Who were the best packers.
Okay.
And it was a day of fun before they scattered off into the backcountry for their season of work. Mm-hmm. So the founding fathers of Mule Days had two thoughts. So you had a fun day where everybody got to compete and hang out.
Yeah.
But there were businessmen also. And if you're a businessman, what mm-hmm. in a tourism area, what do you want to bring? You want to bring people to the area and you want them to sign up for your pack trips exactly. and stuff like that. So over the years, it grew from this one-day event mm-hmm. to, and this will crack you up.
Yeah.
So the rent for the fairgrounds
okay.
for the very first one, uh-huh. $54.
For the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
$54.
Nice.
Bobby Tanner was able to show us that he has the original contract.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So anyway, over the last 53 years then, mm-hmm. it has grown into a week-long event that is internationally recognized. People come from all around the world
right.
to be to sit up in the stands. And a year and a half ago, we were delving into a lot of paperwork and bringing things up to speed. Mm. And we put all our data together, and we have contestants who travel from 14 different states, at least 14 different states to
yeah,
be
yeah.
here
yeah.
to compete. And so, like I said, it started out as a day of packing competition, and it's grown into, if you can do it on a horse, we do it on a mule.
Nice.
And so the reason behind celebrating the mule
yeah.
is the mule has been instrumental in the building of America.
Right.
And they're still used today. Mm-hmm. A lot of the packed stations have government contracts. Okay. They're the ones that maintain the trails in the back.
Right.
Something needs to be built. You can't get a truck back there. So you're going right. to load up a mule with sacks of concrete and pipe.
Right.
And so it's an ongoing industry, and it's...
That makes sense. Two questions. Mm-hmm. One, I do know some of the answers, but maybe they don't.
Well, they will now.
Yeah. It's definitely, I'm asking for a friend.
Okay.
What's the difference between a mule, a horse, and a donkey? Number one. Number two, what can a mule do that a horse can't? Why are mules so important as opposed to just a whole string of horses?
Okay. Now they... Let me enlighten you.
Yeah, for my friend. It's not for me.
Okay. You can tell your friend this. So a donkey is one species.
Yeah.
A horse is another species.
Okay.
You breed the two together and you get a mule.
Okay.
So a mule is a sterile animal and cannot breed.
Okay.
And so you always have to have either a male or female horse or a male or female donkey.
Okay.
And there's different... names, and right. that's a little beyond my, I can't remember. There's all these different names for uh-huh. the different combinations. But a lot of times mules are used in the backcountry because they're sturdier. Mm-hmm. They have a different mindset than okay. a horse too. So
like stubborn as a mule.
Stubborn as a mule yeah. is what they say, but what it is, it's not being stubborn. A horse will pretty much do whatever you ask it to do. Mm-hmm. A mule, if it doesn't think you're asking the right thing or you're putting it in danger, it won't do it.
Okay.
Mules have a very strong sense of self-preservation, and they're incredibly intelligent, but they have to warm up to you from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And you might have seen a video on YouTube. It was very, very famous, and it still pops up every now and then. Mm-hmm. A gentleman riding in the backcountry, he's attacked by a mountain lion.
Yeah.
And the mule.
Oh, yeah. And the mule. I've seen it. Yeah.
Right. And so they're very protective.
Yeah. So that's cool. So that makes a lot of sense. If you're going to be out for days in the wilderness, you want something like a mule because it's not going to do something stupid.
Right.
And it's going to protect you and help you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. I wonder, do donkeys have that? It's like the science nerd in me is going, okay.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If a horse has this and the donkeys have this, is that where these put together or is it a whole new trait created? You know what I mean? That's interesting.
It would come from the donkeys.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've ever tried to move a donkey that didn't want to move.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. You know? Nice. You might as well try to pick it up and carry it.
Hilarious. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Good to know. We kind of already started talking into this, but how is there any further evolution of mule days that it's happens from what we've already spoken about? Like it's become, I know you were talking about wanting to move into some new technologies, kind of bring it more into the 21st century type of thing. Is there any stuff going on with that that's pushing about?
Yeah. You know, we've introduced some different things. Amy's brought our entertainment level up.
Absolutely.
Several notches.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just kind of goes back to, like I said, we started as a single packing day.
Yeah.
And now we do Western dressage, English dressage, mm-hmm. jumping, log skidding, driving, chariot racing, just straight out racing,
yeah.
Roping, steer stopping. And that's one of the things that makes mule days unique.
Yeah.
If you go to a horse show, you will very seldom see an English jumping horse than in the roping
right.
event.
Right.
And these animals that are brought to this event, they might participate in just about everything.
Yeah.
From, you know, the halter where you stand there and it's all showy and it's right. all fluff.
Right.
It's not just fluff. That's a bad way. But, you know, because it's all very polished and everything to
prim and proper and
to the out there steer stopping.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or barrel racing or something that's yeah, just dig in and go.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same animal.
Very cool.
So that is truly unique.
Absolutely. One of my favorite events has always been with the kids holding on to the sheep for dear life.
The mutton busting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mutton busting. That's so funny. Yeah, so because there's some amazing events that you guys have had. We'll get into the entertainment side of it too. I know you mentioned that. And that was another one of my questions I wanted to talk about. But we did touch on something that I really was interested about. You said there was 14 different states that people come from, but it's sometimes much bigger than that. Like I've met people from Australia. How many people actually come each year? Just estimate. And then where's the furthest places out? Is Australia? You know what I mean? I'm just thinking the people that I've personally met before.
Right. Well, the number that we use when we're figuring, for grants and things like that, because you have to provide all that information. Yeah. And these are figures that have been provided to us through like hotel occupancy and things like that. In addition to the, you know, like almost 1,000 RV sites that we sell during our event.
Yeah.
So we typically figure about 25,000 people come to Bishop in one form or another.
Okay.
During the Memorial Day weekend, and most of them do come for mule days.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge, it's like you always say, you don't get a hotel here on mule days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, or around there. It's not going to happen. Yeah.
No, and when people call to get their tickets, you know, they'll say, well, I'm going to get my motel reservation next week. It's like,
hey, good luck.
You better go get your motel reservation, and I'll sell you your tickets, but you better get your room right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we just don't have enough rooms to accommodate that. And so a lot of the people, you're bringing your own RV, your tent
right,
camping,
right.
You know, well, then you can see, I mean, behind the rodeo arena and stuff, it's just huge amounts of tents and people camping in their horse trailer. And I mean, it's huge. It's packed.
It is. Yeah. It is. And there's a certain group certain groups that have camped together.
Yeah.
For decades.
So then they're calling in saying, hey, the Grays and the Joneses want to be together and that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. And the most famous one is the Duke group.
Okay.
And George Duke started this big group. And so they'll call and rent 25 RV sites right in a row. And they, it's a big family thing.
That's
cool. They eat together every night.
They form their own community. And that's awesome. That's really rad.
Yeah. And the last couple of years, they've even gone above and beyond the call. Every night, there's a little knock on the door at the office, And they have brought us meals. You know, like, here, this is from the Duke Group. And, you know, this is Taco Tuesday. And so they show up with a big thing of tacos.
Oh,
and,
how cool.
You know, and thank you guys. We wanted to help take care of you guys. And it's just, that goes back to that family.
Yeah.
You know, the whole family thing. And to answer your question about where do people come from, already this year we have reservations from Australia, Canada, Japan, Belgium.
Wow. Nice. I mean, meal people are intense. Like that's a thing. Like, you know, maybe I'm a skater or something, you know, whatever my thing is that growing up, like I loved basketball. So I'm a basketball player, whatever. Meal people, that's your thing. You guys are crazy. Like, it's awesome.
Well,
go that far to come to an event. I mean, that shows the level of event this is, number one. And number two, the level of commitment that people that are in this world put towards something. That you don't see that very often. That's really cool.
Well, and what we find, what we hear a lot, and it's heartwarming, is like, this is on my bucket list. You know, and I'm retired and I can finally come.
Yeah.
I've waited 25 years to come.
Wow.
Like,
and we there's were a so level excited. Of, there's a level of responsibility that is on your shoulders for that. Do you ever think, oh God, I hope I did a good enough job. They've been waiting 25 years.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You have to make the best show every year.
The expectations are high.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we all feel it. It's a challenge. And, you know, you should always rise to the challenge.
Absolutely.
And it's not just on my shoulders. It's, you know, it goes back to the chairman and the volunteers and stuff, making everybody feel welcome. But, yeah, the last thing I would ever want is for someone to show up and go, me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what I want is, like last year, standing in the grocery store after Mule Days was over and hearing people in the grocery store line talk about how excited they were watching Ryder Keisner and Bethany Iles.
Yeah.
You know, did you see that girl on the doing the trick riding and the roping? That's when you know you did well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When somebody's talking about it and they don't even know you're involved, that's the thing.
Right.
Yep. That's when it's like, okay, we succeeded.
Right.
I agree. That's cool. That's really, really cool. And you've had so many people behind you lifting this up too, that it's not on your shoulders completely. You're just now the quarterback. So it's time to take that giant beast of a machine that's been created and you keep it going on the correct path and grow. And help you make it bigger and stuff. And that's amazing. You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm speaking of you doing a good job. You know, we did mention a little bit about volunteers before, but I know there's a lot more to that. And people, individuals that maybe need to be either called out or individual positions and stuff that happen here. What's more about like that? Like, for instance, there's a board. Like the executive director is just, no, you're that. What would you call it? What's your board?
So they are the executive board.
Executive board.
And we now have 11 members on our executive board. We recently brought some new faces on, and we appreciate them being willing to jump into the fray.
Yeah.
But they do things like we provide hay for our contestants, and there's a reason for that. That we are so crowded on the grounds that there's just not it doesn't make sense for people to be driving in and out, you know,
bringing their own hay. Yeah.
So, you know, we have a hay chairman that takes care of that. We have the entertainment. And these are people that are on the board and also take on chairmanship. We have the interscholastic because we want to promote the future by bringing in the youth.
Right.
So we have interscholastic. We have like a driving chairman. We have... I mean, it goes on and on and on. So these people on the board are volunteers.
Oh, okay. There's no, like you said, you're the only full-time employee.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're there all the time making this happen. These people show up of their own, you know, for the couple of months or, I mean, I'm sure it's a year-long thing for everybody.
It is. It is. And for a lot of them, it's been a lifetime commitment. I mean, you know, you look at like using Bobby Tanner as an example,
right.
You know, his dad, Bob was one of the founding fathers. So this has been a lifetime thing. And so now we had Bob, and now we have Bobby, and now we're bringing Bo into the works.
You know,
he's being voluntold that he, you know, so we have our executive board that's all volunteers. Mm-hmm. And then you have this whole layer of chairman. Mm-hmm. We have a delightful lady who comes in and takes on the Herculean task of putting together lunches.
Oh, wow. You don't even think about that, but that's huge.
We feed. Yeah. I mean, that's the least we could do. These people stand out And it might be all in the same day, in the sun, the rain, the snow, and the wind.
Yeah.
And
it is Eastern Sierra.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And in the springtime.
Yeah.
So the least we can do is feed them.
Yeah.
So we have a lady who comes in and arranges all of that. We have contestant hospitality. So our contestants can go into the Tallman building in the morning and get a croissant and some juice and some coffee. And there's the photographer sitting over there. You look at the photos and order photos.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's huge. That's all volunteer.
Wow.
There has to be water taken out to the arenas so people don't pass out and die of dehydration.
Yeah. Aside volunteers. From watering it down.
Right.
You need to drink water.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, we have people that collect the banners after the parade. And anyway, it just goes on and on. But I think one of the things that makes Mule Days different is we help over a dozen local youth organizations by paying them to provide services. So we have like the Home Street Drill Team that helps with tickets and security. You know, they're the ones taking the tickets at the grandstands. We have the high school football team, baseball team, basketball team, girls volleyball team. Mammoth High School has come down the last couple years.
Oh, cool.
We're very excited to have them on board too. The 4-H, the FFA.
Yeah, it's right up their alley.
Yeah. Lee Vining Parent Teachers Organization.
Cool.
They're the ones that sit out there in the parking lot for the entire week and check in RVs. And the list goes on. The Boy Scouts come and help pick up trash. And so the money that we bring in filters directly back out to those organizations so that they can continue on with their endeavors.
Right.
And this year, for the very first time, we are very, very proud to be able to say that we are now a 501c3 benefit charity.
Oh, cool. Okay, great.
And so I'll tell you a little story about that.
Yeah.
We found out in 2020, when everything was canceled due to COVID, that we were the wrong kind of 501c to get any kind of help.
Oh, because there's multiple kinds of nonprofits. And so what a time to find that out.
Yeah, and that's when we found out that we were, whether someone had purposely registered us for this or it was just unintentional and they didn't know, we were a C4, which is politically affiliated. So, you know, obviously we are not politically affiliated.
Right, right. You can't be.
But, you know, we would apply for grants and aid. And they're like, sorry, tedious paperwork because you can't email the IRS. You have to send everything snail mail or fax.
Yeah.
So back and forth and back and forth and back and forth for 2 years. And the good part about that is that's where the reason we compiled all this data. Because they kept saying, you guys aren't important enough. You're not big enough to be a C3. You're just a little small town, little equestrian thing, you know, a blip. And I'm like, no, I'm going to prove to you that we are not.
Yeah.
And so we compiled all this data that we're viewed internationally.
Right.
The last fax I sent back to the IRS was a 75-page fact. It's like, if you guys want details, I'm going to bury you in details.
I'm going to be maliciously compliant.
Exactly. So anyway, and that was the final straw on their end. And so we are super excited. So on our website, muledays.org, there is a donate button. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see more fundraising efforts, you know, through us and everything. But we would be honored if anybody would be interested in donating or becoming a benefactor.
Right.
But you're not just donating to us.
Yeah.
By helping us, you're helping 4-H, FFA, all those.
Well, like you just said,
all
it
those
filters right back.
Yeah. Our goal is we need to make enough money every year to pay our bills.
Yeah.
Hopefully have seed money.
Yeah.
And just contribute to these.
Put on the best show you can, build something new for the next year, and then make sure everybody else is taken care of.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah. That's so cool. And it sucks that that's all those years of, you know, it could have been years ago that that kind of grant money could have been coming in, individual donations and stuff, but all because it was put in wrong. And you could easily see somebody having checked the wrong box.
Right.
I mean, that because we have all done taxes. It's ridiculous. You know, there could easily be that case.
Well, and there, the story kind of is that, you know, when they filed for this, I guess we were maybe, and I can't wrap my head around it. I just think it was the wrong box.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there's no way somebody said we're a political organization. There's nothing political about, you know, Mule Days.
No.
Yeah, that's not, you can't. That's, it's like me. I'm not, we do a political show, but we're in the middle and we always will be, because I will not side on either side, because then you alienate the other half. That's exactly. Silly. You exactly. wouldn't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there's just no reason that, it just didn't make any sense. And so, but it was definitely one of those, oh, what moments?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's crazy. And then it took 2 years to fix. That's the crazy part. Yeah. But you did. Congratulations. That's awesome.
It was, it was definitely something that we have our little QR code hanging up in the office. It's just like, yeah, we did that.
And nice.
So
you guys have a QR code that you can click on for, if I wanted to donate, I could just click that. It takes me right to a page where I can.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And it drops directly into the Mule Days bank account.
Excellent.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Nice. Get out there and donate, because there is no better event in the Eastern Sierra than Mule Days. It does more for people and is the soul of a place. You don't think of Bishop without thinking of Mule Days.
That's true. And just so everyone knows, you know, if you do donate, you will get a letter from Mule Days, you know, for your tax deduction and stuff like that.
Cool.
But yeah, it really is in the heart and soul of the community.
Yeah.
Kind of to touch back a little bit on 2020 again, mm-hmm. when we were shut down, although everyone was struggling, but a lot of the businesses reached out to us and they were like, you know, we're sorry for you. You know, we're hurting for you, but we just want to take this opportunity to let you know that how much your event helps us on a normal basis.
Right.
And, you know, in addition to everything else, this is really, really a blow.
Yeah.
And the other thing that just, and there were a few days that I had to shut the office and go home early, because I was just, it was so sad.
Yeah.
It just broke my heart, and I was just so depressed.
Yeah.
And so we would get these heartfelt calls from our contestants, you know, how much they missed us. But the most heart-wrenching was the calls from the veterans.
Yeah.
Because Sunday show is our veteran tribute.
Mm.
And so we actually got some calls from some wonderful veterans and saying how much they were going to miss the show, because that was the one time a year that they felt really appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like,
oh, that's hard.
It was hard. It's just like, but it was like, after a while, it's like, I can't answer the phone anymore. I just got to go home.
Yeah.
and play with my dog or something.
Stupid quarantine, the great quar.
Yeah, but it was just, that's when it really, I really, really started knowing how, at what level, you know, Mule Days is embedded in
what it
the,
is. Yeah, it's the soul of this town, and everybody leaves a piece of themselves here. Mm-hmm. A good example was, I was talking with my mom the other day about Hawaii, and she'd never been, and I just went for the first time this last year, and I was like, you hear all the time about Hawaii, and it's like, oh, it's the most beautiful place, and it's the best food, and when you leave, a piece of you stays, and it's like, whatever. No, that's true. You leave there, and you're like, oh my God, I want to be in Hawaii right now.
Right.
I would say Bishop's the same way, or at least the Eastern Sierra in general. And you don't leave here without going, wow. In the film industry and all the stuff that I do, I meet people all the time. Every one of them wishes that they were where I am and doing what I do. And I'm like, you just got a Golden Globe for winning this, directing this movie or whatever. And he's like, no, I want to be where you're at. I would rather be there fishing.
Right.
I would rather be there doing what I'm doing, even working in the industry, stuff like I do, but here. You know, and it's like, there's a piece. You come here, you leave a piece of you here. And I think Mule Days is the soul of this place. And that's important, and it's really, really crucial. And that's cool.
It is. And so one of the things that it's funny, it happens so consistently. When people call in, they're like, what's it like there today?
Yeah.
Is it sunny? And I'm like, I'm looking out my window and snow-capped mountains and the blue sky, and they're like,
oh, I hate you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or they call in like, I hear it's snowing really hard, or it's raining really hard. Are you guys okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yep, you know. And I've always likened it to when people say, what's it like living here?
Uh-huh.
It's like living in a postcard.
Yeah,
or living in a calendar.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's unreal.
It is.
I remember when I went off to school, I was gone for 2 or 3 years. I hadn't been back for a while. And I remember I was driving in one day, and it happened to be an exceptionally gorgeous day. And as soon as I hit like Lone Pine-ish, it was like, oh my God, this is where I grew up. Like, there is no way this exists. But you get used to it. You're just, we live in beauty and perfection, you know? And then when you're away from it and you're in smog and crap, you know, and then you come back, it's like, whoa. So yeah, that's what we have here, you know? Yeah, and that's what Mule Days represents, because that's what it was all about, is getting into that wilderness, creating that wilderness, creating Bishop. Right. I mean, it was Packers that came here and made us. I mean, that's
true.
Yeah, that's most of the United States. That's true.
That is true.
So, yeah, that's really, really cool.
The military used absolutely. Mules and still do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's incredible. That's really, really cool. We'll move on to a couple more Mule Days questions, and then we'll take another break, and then we'll get on to some more family questions.
All right.
So, one everybody wants to know, this is always the big thing, who's playing Mule Days this year? So, let's talk about entertainment. What's the lineup for this year's Mule Days, including the Grand Marshal.
All righty.
Yeah.
So Amy has done her normal amazing job. And for our concert, our Thursday night concert, Chase Beckham.
Okay.
And for those of you who may not be familiar with Chase, he was the season 19 winner of American Idol.
Okay. Right. I was going to say, I knew the name.
Yeah.
So that's what that's from.
Okay. And he's you know, kind of a semi-local guy. He grew up in Apple Valley.
Oh, cool.
So his most famous song right now is 23.
Okay.
And you can hear it on the radio quite often. And that's kind of a story about some challenges that he's faced in his life. And we're super excited about him coming.
That's cool.
So that's a Thursday night concert.
Okay.
And there's VIP tickets available as well as reserved
and
seating.
VIP is down in front of the stage.
VIP is closer to the stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back to how things changed in 2020, a lot of the artists don't want to do a meet and greet with like 200 people anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll do a smaller one. So out of the group of VIP tickets, we're going to draw 50 tickets to get to meet.
Okay, cool.
So a VIP ticket is $75. You get the opportunity to meet Chase. And we're compiling some pretty cool prizes that might be involved too.
Very cool.
And so just the normal reserve seating is $50.
Okay, cool. And that's the Grand Dance.
That is in the Charles Brown Auditorium.
Oh, it's happening in the Charles Brown Auditorium. Cool. I didn't realize where it was. Okay, cool.
Yeah, years ago we moved the concert back inside because we live in the Eastern Sierra and it could be raining. The other thing, just the logistics of setting up that stage for a Thursday night concert.
And then tearing it down and having to get for the events. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. We set up the Charles Brown Auditorium with the stage, and its personality changes through the week, but the stage stays up. And,
okay. Cool. Makes it easier. You can take
much
it down,
easier.
Up and down once and then you're good.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then back by popular demand. Mm-hmm. We're super excited to have Mr. Justin Lawrence. Last year he opened up for the concert and performed at the Saturday Dance. So this year he's just performing at the Saturday Dance.
Okay.
But we got a little bit of a surprise for everybody. He's also going to sing the national anthem at the the grand entry on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, cool. That'll be really interesting to see. You don't really get to see that.
Right.
You go to like a Major League Baseball game or something, and you might see Rihanna sing the national anthem, but you're not going to see something like that, an actual star that you've seen on TV or heard on the radio singing your national anthem here.
So
that's cool.
So yeah, we're pretty, that was one of those, you know, middle of the nights, like, oh, I wonder if he would do that. And so we just reached out and asked, and he was like, heck yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and he has some history here too. And so it's pretty fun to have him back. So he used to participate in high school rodeo.
Oh, okay. So then he's come through for the different
rodeos. So he was the, I think the saddlebrock champ years ago for the California High School Rodeo.
Nice.
And so, yeah, it's pretty fun.
So a bit of his heart is here too.
Yes. Yeah. And a cute side note, his dad comes. And so his dad came last year to watch his son perform.
Yeah.
And his dad's so cute because when he calls, he's like, "Hi, I'm Justin's dad."
Nice.
So it's like, oh, that's so cute. It's like, I love this guy. I got to meet him. I didn't meet him last year, but I got to meet him.
Got to meet him this year. Yeah.
And so, and we, as you know, we always have some type of entertainment in our main arena shows.
Yeah.
And this year I was struggling and struggling and struggling to find an act that was available because most of them are booked at 2 years out.
Right.
And so got a call from Ryder Keisner. He was just driving through North Dakota on his way to work. Called to say, "Hey, how are things going?" You know, and Ryder, I'm struggling to find an act. You know, who would you want to watch? And he says, "My favorite act is Tomas Garcilaso."
Okay.
And I said, "Tell me about Tomas Garcilaso."
Yeah.
So Tomas is a world famous charro.
Okay.
And he holds like the highest level of honor as a charro and has performed internationally.
Okay.
And so we are extremely excited to have Mr. Tomas Garcilaso, his lovely wife, Justine, and their 9-year-old son.
That's cool.
They're going to come perform as a team.
What all would a charro do? Just explain to people that haven't heard of that before.
So a charro is like the Mexican version of a cowboy, but it's not necessarily the bucking bronc and the things like that. It's they take extreme pride on their amazing horsemanship skills.
Okay.
And their rope artistry.
Right.
And I've seen pictures of their horses and they are amazingly beautiful.
I have always heard that the Mexican horsemanship is the top.
Oh,
like, yeah.
These animals, they've got the long flowing manes that just about drag the ground. And Tomas and his son Luis have these amazing costumes and Justine is drop dead gorgeous and she's out there with the big dresses and everything. So incredible displays of horsemanship and rope artistry, and we are so fortunate to have him here. I mean, it is such a high level of entertainment. He has been the top PBR and NFR dress act multiple years, so it's a huge honor. Like I said, I've gotten to learn a little bit more about the sport of La Charrilla. I have been told by Ryder that they are the friendliest people.
Yeah.
And they are the type that they'll be walking around in the crowd and, you know, signing autographs and things like that. Wow. So they will be our main arena show entertainment for Friday night.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. Sadly, they could not break a prior commitment for Sunday.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We have tricks up our sleeve for Sunday.
Nice.
So we have invited the cavalry back because they always do an amazing color guard, and they will do some type of performance that's still in the making for our Sunday entertainment. And we have our beloved Frankie Punkintown coming back.
That's right.
And of course we have the Bobs and Steve.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've changed up some of the classes. We've got some fun stuff planned.
Okay.
We have brought back the infamous bedroll race.
Okay.
Which I can't imagine why anybody wants to fling their body onto a tarp that is tied behind a racing mule, but mule people like to do this.
It's the kind of thing I would have done on Get Real with Jesse Steele 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now I sit here in a nice air-conditioned and heated room and I talk to people.
Yeah, yeah.
But back then, sure, I would have done that.
Yeah, well, there are people who have begged to have the bedroll race back, so so be it.
Yeah.
You can do it. And so we've covered our main arena act, our musical acts. We are honored to have Congressman Kevin Kiley as our Grand Marshal.
Cool.
And we will also have Senator Maria Alvarado Gil here as a special guest.
Nice.
There's one more special guest I'm attempting to reach out to. I haven't made contact with him yet, but he's a four-star general, retired four-star general who grew up in Colville.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So I'm hoping to have him, and if I can make contact with him, I'll let you know who it is.
Cool.
So Congressman Kiley and Senator Maria Alvarado Gil, the reasons we're excited about having them here is because they are proponents of protecting the backcountry and keeping the backcountry open and allowing the pack stations to continue to work.
Mm-hmm.
And Senator Maria Alvarado Gil, she also sits on several committees for the promotions of fairs.
Oh, okay.
And events.
Yeah.
And if the fairgrounds were to struggle, we would have no place to have our event.
Right.
And bring in over $7 million into the community in a week.
Yes.
So we need to promote what she's doing with the fair.
Yeah.
And she also sits on multiple veterans committees.
Oh, cool. So she should be one of the top friends of Mule Days, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Based on everything she does, she fits perfectly.
She does. Yeah. And so she asked to be a part of the event last year.
Cool.
And it was nice to have her here. And she reached out again this year. And so we're super happy.
Excellent. Two last questions real quick. They can kind of be lumped together and then we'll move on from there. So people want tickets, of course. How do they get tickets? And if they want to volunteer, we've already kind of talked about it, or help in any way, how can they go about doing that?
So tickets, you have multiple ways. You can go online, muledays.org.
Okay.
And purchase them online, or you can give staff a call at the office at 760-872-4263.
Okay.
Once again, 872-4263.
Yep.
And we'll walk you through the process. And quite honestly, it's probably easier if you just give us a call, because if we get an order off the website, and it says, you know, I want 5 or 6 grandstand tickets.
Yeah.
The kind of customer service that we like to give our customers is we will call them and say, do you have any special physical needs? Because people don't really understand that grandstands go up.
Right.
And a lot of times when we call, people will say, well, oh, I didn't think of that. I can't climb very many stairs.
Right.
And so we help place them where they will be happiest.
To figure that out. Yeah, so it's easier to talk to somebody. As with real life, it is so much easier to talk to somebody than a robot.
Right.
Everything's a robot anymore. You know what I mean? It's great to just call.
And we get a lot of questions, you know, well, why don't you just, you know, do like Ticketron or so? It's like, that is something that the board has always expressed, that they want to keep that personal feel. Yes, it takes a little longer staff-wise, but it's easier to help that person up front than the day of the event. They're like, I can't get to my seats.
Yeah. And this is a community event and it's about heart and family, like you said.
Right.
So making it, like I said, robotic, you know, in a way that doesn't make you feel like you're part of the team.
Right.
The people that have come for 54 years, that's why they come for 54 years.
Exactly.
It's not because they could get it on Ticketron.
Right. And what's so funny is, because so many people have come for so many years, they're like, I want my seat. And I don't know what your seat is.
Yeah.
I have always sat in section B, row J, seat 45.
Okay.
It's available.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm sorry it's not available, but let me accommodate you. Let me put you in section B, row J, seat 44.
Yeah.
You'll be right next to, you know. But people get very territorial.
That's hilarious. But you can see that if that's their thing. Every year, this is what they save up to do. This is what they do. They want it the way they want it.
Makes sense. And we do our best to make it happen. So if, you know, you want tickets to anything, give us, like I said, it's easiest just to give us a call. But we'll accommodate you over the website too.
Yeah.
Or email info@muledays.org.
info@muledays.org. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And someone will respond with your tickets.
Right.
And as far as helping, there's just so many ways. So many ways. So we have these two delightful women who, they're sisters, the older sisters, and they come in. And once the ticket orders are processed, we have a triple check system. And so they will sit there and they'll go through all the orders and make sure that the right tickets are in the right will call envelope.
Cool.
And they come in, oh gosh, the last 3 years that I've been in the office, and they just show up. They're like, okay, we're here.
Yeah.
You know,
instead of sitting down and quilting together or playing bridge, we're just gonna sit here and stuff envelopes and
it works. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I've helped with Mill Pond for years with the new accounts for the arts. Same way. Just, okay, this guy wants these ones. Here you go. Put it in his thing. Put it in his address.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's things as simple as that. You know, we're in the process of having posters printed up in both English and Spanish advertising, you know, our event and, you know, promoting Tomas Garcilaso. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to need someone to drive around to put or walk around and put posters up.
Perfect.
You know,
it's a great way to get your 10,000 steps a day.
Exactly. You know, it just there's big jobs that, you know, we need help with, but there's little microscopic things, you know, too.
If
maybe you're good at data entry and, you know, you want to come in and spend a couple hours helping with data entry. Maybe you have grant writing skills. We're doing a lot of grant writing, but it takes time away from other things that I have to do. So if someone were to come in and work on grants, that would be incredible. So many things, you know, it's not all just standing out in the arena helping, although that's wonderful. But if you have any interest in being a part of it, give us a call or go online. We do have the volunteer interest form online.
Okay, cool.
They can send that in and we will reach out to you and we'll hook you up with the right chairman and we will put you to work.
Get you going, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's such a cool thing to be involved in. You know, sometimes you volunteer for things and you're like, what am I doing? Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah.
You don't even realize you're working. By the end, you're just like, this is cool. I'm involved in this. All this. It's always fun. Every time I've ever done it, it's been really great.
Right. So. Yeah. We need help from setup to tear down.
Right. Yeah. And it's the whole town. Town makes a team.
Town becomes a team.
Perfect. All right. We are going to cut to a break real quick. We'll come back to talk more about Harry Holland and all that. And thank you for the Mule Days information. And again, let's one more time give the website and the phone number.
So visit us at muledays.org or give us a call 760-872-4263 or email me at info@muledays.org.
Oh man, there's so much to unpack and so much to talk about with Mule Days. It is such a cool event. We could go on for days, but we can't because unfortunately there's time limits on things. But if you'd like to know more, please just head down to the Mule Days office. You can talk to Don at any time. You can reach out to us at info@easternsierranow.com where we can get questions through. We could try to answer things for you. Mule Days is cool. Everybody needs to participate in Mule Days. So thank you for listening. And remember to come back for part two of the interview with Donna Bird talking about her grandfather, Harry Holland, who started the theater here in Bishop, California. Thanks, everyone. See you next week.
Get real.